The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazora if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim Daf Gimel, and we're in the middle of the story of all the great, exciting things that were rummy at the night during the day on Shabbos for those who couldn't be there in the Tchum, and so we're saying it over for the people who weren't able to be at the Shir during Shabbos. So the Gemara was saying over what the Mili Maliyata were that were said over, sending it over to Rav Papa here, that was said over by Rav. So yesterday we discussed the first Mili Maliyata, and there we were talking about the question of what is considered to be Stama Lishma or not Lishma, and today we want to continue with the two dots. We're holding two lines up in the middle of the page. Two continues now, and furthermore, Rami built the Achri. There was another thing that they pointed out. Mi amar of you know amara, chatat shachata, l'shem ola pisula, shachta l'shem chulin kshera. Alma de mina machiv ba de la mina machiv. That's an extremely sophisticated sugya that we're about to discuss. It's very, very abstract. So what we're asking now is the following. Rav is quoted as saying that there's a difference between shechting something for a different type of carbon, that we said was shalei lishma, and shechting something for chulin, as if it's considered to be chulin. If you're shechted it l'shem chulin, then it's kosher. Now the only basis for such a thing, that should, on the surface, that should seem to be the ultimate shalei lishma. It's not, I'm not even shechting it now l'shem a carbon at all, and yet he's saying that it's kosher. Now the only way to understand that is alma b'mina machariva, the lav mina lo machariva. What it seems to be saying is that when you have something that is part of the same set, then you can discuss the issue of whether a kavana for another member of the set is destructive to the lishma. But if you're thinking about something that is outside of this set completely, it's not called shelo lishma, because it's meaningless in the context of the set that you're dealing with. And that seems to be the basis of Rav's psak. So Alma, you see from here, that something which is of the same set, to mean, that can be disturbing to the equilibrium of the lishma. So it's machariv. If you have the thought that it's shelo lishma within the set, then it's destructive. But when it's completely off the wall, because it's out of the set completely, then it doesn't have any impact at all. The problem that we have with this is, once again, interestingly enough, from Gittin. The din over there is, Ramini, kol haget shenichtav shelo l'shem isha, pasul. If a get was written, as we saw earlier, shelo l'shem isha, it's pasul. And here we're told, afil l'shem avadat kochavim, nami pasul. Even if this get was written for a non-Jew, so you would say that, okay, so that's not included in the concept of someone who is shy. It shouldn't passel anything at all, according to this. So apparently, even if it's not of the same set, it's passel. And he answers, there it has nothing to do with being in the same set. There it has to be that not doing it to a shame this isha is possible, because stoma is possible. So over there, forget about the question if it's a goya. The issue is, havile stoma. So you're saying, okay, I didn't write this get for the woman who was supposed to be gureshed. That's all that's important. I don't need macharifa. I need the fact that it wasn't written lishma to be destructive. Mashen came by Zvachim, stama would be lishma. So therefore, I need to actually do something actively to destroy it. To do active destruction from outside of the set is impossible. So Mamelet remains stama. Mashenkin over here also remains stoma, but stoma here is not kosher. So the male, it becomes possible because it isn't lishma, not because it's shalom lishma. Okay, so this fits very much in with the first point that Rava was making yesterday. Furthermore, he also had another interesting issue. The Rama mil to Achri. On the same issue, mi amar Rav Yudamar av chatat shesha chatat l'shem ola pisula. Shachatav Hashem Chulin Kishera. Did indeed Rav say that something from out of the set is not considered to be important in analyzing the results of the interaction with the set itself? Now here it becomes very highly abstract. The problem is, and this problem is, again, if you don't appreciate the level of abstraction of the Gemara, this is absolutely crazy. What does this have to do with it? But because of the way the Gemara is understanding the nature of Mina and Lav, Mina has everything to do with it. So you're telling me that Mina is Machriv, the Lo Mina is not Machriv. How about the following situation? V'atani. We learn out from the Pasuk, V'kol Kli Cheres, Asher Yipo Mihem El Tocho, Kol Asher B'Tocho Yitma, V'Oto Tishbor. So you have now a Kli Cheres, and you have something that's Tameh, Sheret, that's dead Sheret. It falls into the Kli Cheres, everything that is inside of that Kli Cheres, let's say there's food in that Kli Cheres, and let's say even if there's little pellets of food, so that you have from the edge of the Kli Cheres till the middle of 40 different steps, doesn't matter. Everything in it is Tameh. So, but only if it's in it. But not if it Toch Tocho, not if it's in something else that's in it. So let us say, now the classic example with this would be, let us say you have another, say, a chavit inside of a tanur. The chavit, both are made of cher. This, of course, is all a din in kli cher. Kli cher is matame inside. Other kelim aren't matame from the inside, from the avir, and in the gia over here. It's matame just from something being in the air. Same way as matame from something being in the air, but matame everything in your air. But suppose there's a chavit in the tanur, and the top of the chavit extends above the tanur, such that topographically, the inside of the tanur is not inclusive of the space of the inside of the chavit. So then it's not in the tanur. If something is inside the chavit, because the two spaces don't mix within the tanur, the thing in the chavit is tahor. Chavit is in the tanur, sticking out the top. Remember, tanurim open from the top. Yeah, okay. Something is in the chavit, and then a sheretz falls into the tanur. The thing in the chavit is not in the tanur, and therefore nothing is tameh in the chavit. Fine, that all makes sense, but the chiddush is, even kli shetef is matzil. Whereas even kli shetef is matzil, what we mean is that if you have a metal kli inside of a kli cheretz, the metal kli will also be considered to break the tuma, and it won't be able to penetrate now the metal kli to whatever is inside. Now, you'll say, but what isn't the kli itself, Tomei? Yeah, but it isn't, you see. Because a kli is only mekabel tuma from an avatuma. And since over here the sheretz never touches the kli, it's only in the airspace, there's one level down, it's going to be metame only the tanur.
The airspace
of the tanur.
Of the metal kli?
No, of the tanur. The cheres is tameh, but it is a rishon l'tumah. Right. And the kli cheres does not fill its airspace with avatuma. It fills its airspace with its own tuma. It doesn't create the equivalent of an ohel for the sheres. There's no such tuma. So the kli cheres becomes tameh as a rishon now, and as metameh anything in its airspace, as long as that thing in the airspace can be tameh from a rishon. So if there's food in it, it'll be tameh. If there's liquid in it, it'll be tameh. Now, the kli shetef, which is the metal kli inside of it, it's called kli shetef because it has tahara. So that kli shetef will not be mekabel tuma. Fine, so it's not going to be tameh anything in it. Problem is, why is what's inside the kli shetef not considered to be inside the face of the kli cheres? Say, what do you mean? Well, it isn't. Wait, what do you mean it is? The only thing that defines it as not being in the space of the kli cheres is a member of a different set of metallic kalim. Since you're claiming that members of a different set have no impact on an analysis of what's in this set, so that as far as the kli cheres is concerned, this is all my airspace. You see from here that even a member of a different set is in fact able to affect what the din is within a set that it's not part of.
That not being a part of this is metal.
Right. Metal kalim are not part of the set of things that could be makabel, tuma, bitocho. They're part of a completely different set of kabbalah's tuma. So you see from there that if afilu kli shetef is matzil, that seems to abrogate Rav's din, believe it or not, you can see how amazingly abstracted this is, seems to abrogate Rav's din that members of a different set have no impact on the din of a set that they're not a member of. And he answered this question as well. He said, there are sets and there are subsets. So when it comes to kalim, you cannot say that Kli Shetef is not a member of the set of Kli Cheres. It's a member of the set of Kalim that are Mekabel Tuma. Now there's a subset of Kalim that are Mekabel Tuma Mitocham that it's not a member of. But that's not the same as Chumen versus Kachim, which are members of completely different set. And therefore, says Rava, the reason this is not a problem, like according to Rav, is because Asu Chulin Eitzo Kodashim. If you want a comparison of what this is really like, the relationship of Chulin to Kachim in terms of sets is the equivalent of the relationship of a Mechitza to a Tanur, not a Kli to a Tanur, not a Kli Shetef to a Tanur. Now consider what the meaning would be of building a Mechitza in the middle of the Tanur. So now you put a curtain in the Tanur, and now you have a sheretz on one side and all the men on the other side. The din is, of course, that the mechitza has no meaning in terms of a kli sheretz. Whoever heard of mechitzas in Kalim? Mechitzas are part of a different set, ohalim. That would be the equivalent. And indeed, the halacha is that a mechitza in a kli sheretz is of absolutely no meaning. So if anything, this fits perfectly with Rav's dictum. Ha! So what do we say? Ma mechitza etzel tanur lo mahanya la klal. Just this like building a mechitza in the middle of an oven. It's not going to protect anything on the other side of the oven because it's in the same airspace. Even though mechitzas work for houses, but that has nothing to do with the dinam of Kalim. Af chulin etzel kodashim lo mahanya la klal. That is the relationship of chulin to kar. Houses to Kalim. But don't bring the Araya from a klishetef, metal kalim, tcheres kalim. You certainly can appreciate that that is part of a broader set called kalim that are makabel tuma. What do you care where they're makabel tuma? Inside, outside. Why does it have to be exactly klishetef? So over there, in a chinami, it will be matio. Because that has nothing to do with the halachas that we're looking at. The din of Kalim has to do with the halachas we're looking at, Tuma. Vis-a-vis the dinim of Lishma and Kachim, the Shkita is not the issue. The Tanah. How do I know that it doesn't help? The Tanah. Tanur shechatzitzo bin esarim o biyiriyot. Let's say that you made now a mechitza of wooden pieces or of curtains in the middle of your tanur. V'nim tzasheretz b'makom echad. And on one side of the mechitza, there's a dead sheretz. Hakol tamei. Everything in there is tamei. Not only that, but a kaveret, which is made out of cheres. These were hive-shaped kalim, and it was broken. So it was pechuta. And you try to make it back into a kli by being pokek bikash. So you filled up the hole with some straw. And now that kaveret is now hanging in midair of a tanur. So it's mishurshelet lavir ha-tanur. I don't care where the opening is. The opening can be outside. The point is, sheretz b'tocha tanur tamei, sheretz b'tanur ochlin shebetocha tamei. Why? Because even though it started as a kli, it's no longer a kli. It's broken. And don't try to claim that because there's something in the way that restored the shame kli to it. Still a broken kli. Therefore, we now have to look at it as essentially a mechitza, except a mechitza on all sides. So, the dinim and mechitza are not applicable to the dinim of Kalim. So even a kaveret, which you'll say, I mean, that's already more similar to a kli. It's a kli on all four sides. It has to really have a din of a kli. Absolutely. Otherwise, it enters into the world of mechitzes, which is a different set and therefore not applicable here. Rabbi Eliezer, however, is mitaher in this case. And he says why. Omer, Rabbi Eliezer, I'll tell you. It seems to me it's a kal vachomer. If you can build a mechitza in a house, and there's a mate in the house, and that mechitza stops the tumat amate from coming into the other side. Now, tumat mate, of course, is the most chamur of all of the tumot that we have. So, you're telling me that it's not going to be good enough to prevent tuma crossing over the tuma of the klicheres, which is a tuma kala. I mean, we're talking about aviyavota tuma, and here you're talking about the question of a rishon. I mean, so obviously it's going to help when it comes to a rishon. Amru lo, so they said to him, now wait a minute. Lo imitzil b'meit chamur. You're right about the fact that it could be matzil the mate, even though that's a tuba chamura, but that makes sense. Shekein chaluka b'ohalim, because that is the modality of making separations when you're dealing with spaces that are called ohals. Whoever heard of making a different space with a mechitza in a container? Tatzil b'klicheres hakal. Shein chalukin bo alin. You're telling me that's the derech? You're not mechalik it the way you're mechalik ohalim, are you? So therefore, it doesn't apply. So he said, okay, fine. So this works out according to Rabbona. Rav Shita. Are we now going to claim that Rav Shita is a machlokot hanoyim? Because obviously Rav Eliezer is not impressed with the argument that it's a member of a different set. He's saying it's straight out kal vachomer. I mean, the whole point that Rav is making is that this kal vachomer should not apply, isn't he? So I don't get it. Is it really a machlokot tanaim? No. Rav Eliezer kal vachomer ka'amar. I don't understand. So we could say the same kal vachomer here. I mean, the whole point that you're talking about the nature of set is that the kal vachomer shouldn't apply. By chulin and kachrim, it's the same kal vachomer. I mean, I could say the kal vachomer like this. Hatam nami lema kal vachomer. If kachrim are mechalo kachrim, shouldn't chulin vadai be mechalo kachrim? I mean, that was the whole point that Rav was making. That you can't bring your kal vachomer from something that is not related. On the contrary, the very fact that it's not a member of the set at all makes it less likely to have impact, not more likely to have impact. So, I mean, you're telling me he made it for kal vachomer, big deal. The whole idea over here is the lav mina lo machrizba. You're right. Okay, we're going to have to change our mind then about what Rav meant. We thought the reason that Rav was saying that chulin is not going to impact kachrim was a svara of lav mina. Now that clearly it's difficult because it's going to lead us into a machloket hanaim. So maybe we could change our mind about what Rav was saying. We can follow the shita of Rabbi Elazar. At the time of the Rav, to Rabbi Elazar, Rav is actually based on analysis of a pasuk, not on the lav mina lo machriba. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, not to be confused with Rabbi Eliezer, the Omar Rabbi Elazar, my time of the Rav, v'lo yechalalu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael. Eita sheyorimu la'ashem. Eita sheyorimu la'ashem is a little bit painful because we're not talking obviously about that sugya and it's not part of our limud over here. But nonetheless, we learned the pasuk from there that the reason to mention the idea of kachay b'nei Yisrael is to tell me that lo yechalalu kachay b'nei Yisrael kachim mechalalim kadashim ve'in chulin mechalalim kadashim. So in other words, the pasuk is coming along and telling us forget about that kal vachomer. Not the svara is coming along and telling us, forget about that kal vachomer. Oh, okay. So you're saying that the pasuk is specifically telling me to ignore the kal vachomer. Well, now I got another problem. So then we could say the same thing in our sugya here in Taharot about Rebbe Eliezer. Why don't we say, leite tocho lafke mi kal vachomer? I mean, tocho is telling me, tocho shel zeh v'lo tocho shel acher. And there's certainly no need to tell me that tocho is coming specifically to add. If it has to be betocho and it's not betocho, I don't need a pasuk, an extra pasuk to tell me that. If you're adding an extra tocho, it's an extra tocho. It's to tell me this is true even if it's klisheta. So then, so what's the kal vachomer? If a mechitza helps, wait. The Torah says it has to be completely betocho and not divided, even with something that has nothing to do with it, even klisheta. Which is true, therefore, about a mechitza also. So the same kal vachomer undoes, I mean, you're telling me now, I'm going to use now the pasuk in order to make Rav not a subject of a machlokes hanoyim. Problem is, you run into exactly the same problem. Because Rebbe Eliezer also has the pasuk, and he ignores it because of the strength of the argument of the kal vachomer. So it's still going to be a machlokes hanoyim, apparently. No, says the Gemara. There, the tocho is not maftia from the kal vachomer, because Rebbe Eliezer uses this tocho to tell me a new din. And the din is, hi tocho, the extra tocho is not to come to tell me about the construction of a mechitza. It's coming to tell me, lo ochlin, shegiblan betit, v'hani echni san la'avir tanur. Now here there's a whole different issue. You cover over something with cement. It's not in a kli, it's no mechitza, and you put it into a tanur. That is tamei. So there's an apple surrounded by cement. What does that have to do with anything? It has to do with the simple question of, since the idea of avir is an extension of the idea of negiyah. We're saying, and it's not a miloy avir. How do we know that? Because the din is that it's not considered to be molei tumah. If it were molei tumah, then a kli shetef would be mekabel tumah from a sheret inside of a kli charis. But it's not, because it's only metame the kli, which in turn exudes tumah, so to speak, into its airspace, right? So now, if it's an extension of the din of negiyah, suppose this is something that cannot be touched. Why cannot it be touched? Because you covered it in cement. There's no way to get to it. So you might think if it cannot be touched, therefore there's no din of avir either. Comes along the pasuk, say, kol asher betocho, with an extra tocho. Even if it's in a piece of cement, it doesn't matter. Enclosed in cement, it doesn't matter, because as far as being in the airspace is concerned, the cement is irrelevant. And therefore, if we're talking about tuma filling the space, who says that cement in some way prevents tuma from being in the space? Plenty of room between the atoms of the cement. So therefore, there's no problem here at all. No, the cement is not makabel tuma.
But the apple is.
The apple is not through negiya, but through avir. Extended negiya. Even though the cement is. So salka daita hamina. I might have thought it all be negiya lo metame. But So avir, which is extended negiya, should not be able to affect the cement enclosed apple. Kamash malang, then nonetheless, you should know that it does. So we're saying tocho means to include even this. The rabbanan say, I don't need a pasuk for that. Hanach lo, obviously that's betocho. Where's the rabbanan say? Cement. And as far as that, that's his own svar. We don't need a pasuk for that. That's obvious. Why would cement get in the way of airspace? Remember, airspace, I mean air, airspace. Space. Doesn't matter if there's air there, if there's vacuum, it doesn't matter. So if there's cement there, it doesn't matter either. Good? Lovely. So therefore, we're arguing over about the pasuk of Tocho, but not about whether that pasuk would be mafkiya the kal v'chomer. Of course, mafkiya the kal v'chomer. There's no such pasuk. So therefore, Rav is saying, but over here, everybody would be made that the kochir lo yichalu is kochir b'nei Yisrael tells me that the lav mina, in this case, lo machrav, because of gizirat ha-katuv. Not because of a general principle of set. Now that we've introduced the principle of set, now it may well be that it's the opposite. Maybe only mina is not machriba. Maybe in order for something to be shelo lishma, it would have to be out of the set completely. Well, we've said that it's not dafka now. It's that once we've already opened the door to the discussion of mina and lav mina, we might as well go through the whole idea. We started off with mila maliyata. The truth is the Gemara is doing some very subtle, multi-leveled issues, which it always does, but people don't pick it up. But we're trying to really get to the interrelationship of the din of lishma on the carbon to the question of the relationship of the lishma to the owner of the carbon. Now, you'll remember that we really opened up the sugya with that din. Ella shelo alu l'balim l'shem chova. And the word Ella was very subtly attacked by the Gemara, because basically what we were taking for granted was that there's a difference between the impact of a shelo l'shma and the nature of the carbon, which would have justified Ella if the relationship to the owner was a din in the carbon, as opposed to we should have said vilo alu if there's no din of relationship to the owner in the nature of the carbon itself. That's how the whole sugya opened. Why Ella? Right? Okay. Now the Gemara is going from that subtlety to another subtlety. What we said about that was, okay, there's the same carbon could be a neder and a dava, and that's all that's affected. But now the question is, what is the relationship of the ownership to the type of carbon? Where do I get into that? Well, very simple. In a carbon chatas, it's got to be brought for the sin, but the sin has to do with the person who sinned. So now already we're talking about something in the carbon itself, which does relate to the owner of the carbon, because it's coming for his chait. So now we've gotten closer to the issue that was disturbing us. And so the Gemara now opens up the sugya with the following. Rav Yosef Bar Ami, Romi Shinui Kodesh Ashinui Bali Umeshane. Once we're talking about contrast, that need to be explained with subtle distinction. So now, Rava finished this discussion, but once we started on Rav, we want to keep going. Rav said something else about the relationship of set. Mi'omar Rav, Chatat Sheshachta L'Shem Chatat Kishay Rav, but L'Shem Im Ola is Psula. Now, if you shecht a chatas for a different chatas, it's kosher. Right. So let's say somebody is chayev a chatat for chela. That is what sees a machloket. It's not so pasha. If you shecht a chatas that was brought for chela, for a chatas that was brought for dam, but the same individual even, let's say. Yeah, achilat dam or achilat chela. You're chayev the same chatas on either of them. The din would be that it would be kosher. But if you shecht a chatas l'shem Ola, then it would be pasha. Now, that implied that the lav mina machriva, the mina lo machriva. That what we're looking for in a din of shelo lishma is something that is outside of the set. But if it's inside of the set, we're not that machriva on lishma. At least it's a chata. Right. There are a set of chataot. Chatat of dam, chatat of chelev, whatever. And then we have all the other 36 issues. So now, the problem is that on Amarav, chatat sheshachta misha bechuyav chatat sula. Suppose you change the owner and you shecht a chatas chelev now for a chatas chelev, but for somebody else's chatas chelev. So if that guy was bechuyav a chatas, then it's possible. But if that guy was never even chayav a chatas, then it's kosher. The other guy that you're shechting it for, he wasn't chayav a chatas. He had brought the carbon, but his carbon was an eila. The Kohen who got confused and said, yes, this is Joe's chatas, was actually Shmo's chatas. Joe was bringing an eila. So in such a case, it wouldn't have been in any way affecting the din of Shelo Lishma. Because, what do you mean for so-and-so's chatas? So-and-so wasn't chayav a chatas.
So how is it kosher as what?
As a chatas.
But for what? There is no chatas.
What do you mean? That's fine. We'll get to that problem. That's the alula ba'alim l'shev chova issue. What is the chova that fine? De bar mina machariva, the lav bar mina lo machariva. So you see just the opposite. If you're not included in the set, so then it doesn't impact it at all. Now, of course, one was a discussion of sets of Shinui Kodesh, and one was part of the set of Shinui Baalim. So that's why the Gemara, and of course this way we're getting closer to the question of the relationship of the Baalim to the actual Korban. So in one we seem to be saying that the Lav Mina is not Machriv, and in the other we're saying the Lav Mina is Machriv. It's nice to be squeezing the brains of people who refuse to listen to the talk. Exactly. It's brain massage. Umishani. And he answers the question. He says, look, where the din is, shchita l'shem chatat, hatam v'shachat ota l'chatat. How do we know that it has to be a chatat? It says, shechted for a chatat. Is it or is it not a chatat? It is. I shechted for a chatat. Did the Torah ever demand that it needed to be shechted for this particular chatat? No. So I did it. When it comes to the din of Shinui Baalim, it says v'chiper alav, alav v'lo kaveiro. So be mechaper on him and not on someone else. But the lashon of chaver always means chaveiro dumya didei. The chaver is someone who can be called his chaver, meaning shemechuyav kapara kemota. It has to be that he is like him, members of the same set. He's mechuyav a kapara. If you're not a member of the same set, how could you be called a friend? A friend means common membership. So there's no common membership. Rav Chaviva, Romoy Shinoi Bali Matoch Tocho. Once we've gotten this far, we can now take this and ask back on the original question of Toch Tocho. Mi amar Rav, chatat sheshachta, al mi shemechuyav chatat tula, al mi shemechuyav olak sheira, which would imply, as we just said, alma de mina machariva, de lav mina lo machariva. Apparently, you've got a bigger problem, somebody who's a member of the same set, because if he's only chayav an ola, then he's not considered to be a shinei baalim at all. If that is the case, why then does it say, Tocho velo toch tocho afilu klishetef matzil? I thought it has to be, you know, a member of the same set. And over here it's not the member of the same set. And now we're learning out of the pots. We can no longer make the distinction that we said earlier about the subset, because we were talking about the set of Kachim here, not the set of Chulin and Kachim. The original time we answered, well, I mean, that's a subset of the same idea, right? Because Chulin and Kachim are completely out of the same set. But here we're talking about Kachim and Kachim. Chiyuv Allah versus Chiyuv Chatat. So don't try to spring that on me anymore. Now what are you going to say? Now, of course, this seems to imply that we haven't given up on the set analysis, even though we just brought a riot from the bus. And that leads some of the Achronim to claim that Chaver Dunya Didei was based on the Svara of Lav Mina Lo Machriva, because otherwise we wouldn't have extended Chaverut to meaning Chaverut in set. Possibly. I mean, oftentimes the Gemara does this as separate things. We had this conversation, we had that conversation. It wasn't necessarily that he understood the difference that one is based on the posuk of Allah, Allah, Chaveru, and so on. Okay, well, we'll see for the continuation. Does it not say that even Klishetef is Matzil? And he answers that actually there's a specific Zerata Katuv to tell me that Tocho indeed is Matzil, even if the Klishetef is the only thing that keeps it in a different Toch as opposed to Tocho. And that is, it actually says Tocho four times. It doesn't. It says Tocho two times. But each Tocho could have been Toch. Instead, it says Tocho. So Kol Kli Cheres Asher Yipomim El Toch, you could have said. Kol Asher Betoch Itma. And it says El Tocho. Kol Asher Betocho Itma. Each one of them needs to be analyzed separately. And therefore, Tocho, Toch, Tocho, Toch. Okay? So we have Toch, Tocho, Toch, Tocho. One is Legufe, the din that there is such a thing as Tuma without Negia in the Toch. One is for the Gzera Shava, that in the same way that it says Toch by the Sheret, that is Kalasha Yupo El Tocho, in that if the Tocho fall, if the Sheret falls in as the Mitame, it Mitame also be Avir. Not only that the Klicheres is Mitame things in its Avir. And one is Tocho Shel Zev, Elo Tocho Shel Acher, that it means this and only this, Klicheres, is Mitame in this fabulous new way, and not to make the Kavu Chomer, while Klishetev is even Mekabel Tocho from the Achorav. I mean, and Klicheres isn't so Koshke, it should be Mekabel Tocho. The Tocho, no. Only the din of Tocho, Tumas Avir, in other words, is a specific din in Klicheres. So in one way, Klicheres is Kal. It's not Mekabel Tuma if you touch the outside. In one way, it's Chomer. It is Mekabel Tuma even if you never touch its inside, because Avir itself is Matami. And the other is the extra Tocho to tell me even Klishetev is Matzil, despite the fact that it's Lav Minay, and this is actually the same one that we utilized earlier, that according to Rebbe Eliezer may be meant Gibul. Over here, we're going according to this Shita. That makes no difference if it's a different meaning.
Wait, if Matzil is also inside the Klishetev, what about, does it become Tamek?
So one of the din is a din in airspace. It's not coming to address the Klishetev itself. However, meanwhile, it teaches us that Lamaisa, the Klishetev, cannot be Matame what's inside of it. Not only, in other words, it's excluding it from the airspace, but your immediate question is, big deal. Even if it's excluded from the airspace, the Klishetev was Mekabel Tuma itself, yeah, from its outside being in the airspace. Therefore, we also learn an additional aloha from this pasuk, which is that a klishetef is not Mekabel Tuma Bavir v'klicheres, because it needs to be Mekabel Tuma from an avatuma. And the avir v'klicheres with the sheretz in it is not an avatuma. Why? A sheretz is an avatuma. Kamash malan, that the tuma doesn't fill the airspace. The tuma only affects the klicheres. Now the klicheres itself is what fills the airspace. And the klicheres cannot be metame a klishetef, because the klicheres itself is never an avatuma. It's only a rishen l'tuma. Clear? Lovely. Okay. In Chulin, the sugya gets a bit more interesting.
Because the klishetef sat above it?
That's the airspace issue.
No, I'm saying it was totally inside.
So then the airspace would be tame, but the klishetef still wouldn't be Mekabel Tuma, but the food would, because it's in the airspace of the klicheres. Because we look at the topographical, mathematical description of the space. It's really beautiful. It's so lovely. It's a pleasure. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's just unbelievable. Tu rami miltachrit mi amar rav yonam rav chatat shachta l'shem ola psula shachta l'shem chulin kishira alma demina machribo delav mina lo machribo vramini kol aget shenichtav shelo l'shem isha pasul afilo l'shem ovedet kochavinami pasul and shani get dal ovedet kochavimine, you still are left with stoma, and stoma is pasul. Kachim dal chulim inayo, and you're left with Thomas Kesher. V'roma mil tachriti. Mi amar Rav Yerom Rav Chata, she shachta l'shem ala psula, shachta l'shem chulim kshera,
The mina makriv, but the la mina lo makriv, vatanya toko, velo tok toko, vafilu klishetav batsil. Veshani, osu chulun etzo kodashim, ke mechitza etzo tatnur. Ma mechitza etzo tatnur lo mahanya la klal, af chulun etzo kodashim lo mahanya la klal. Titnan, tanur shechatzotso benesarim o biyuriot, ונמצא שרץ במקום אחד, הכל תמיד. כברת שהיא פחותה ופקוקה בקש, ומשורשלת לאוויר התנור, שרץ בתוכה התנור תמיד, שרץ בתנור אוכלין שבתוכה תמיד. ורבי אליעזר מתאר, אומר רבי אליעזר, קו החומר, אם יציל במתח חמור, לא תציל בכלי חרס הקל. אמרו לו, לא, אם יציל במתח חמור, שכן חלוקה באוהלים, תציל בכלי חרס הקל שאין חלוקים כאוהלים. So what are you going to say that it's a machlokes? The Rebbe Eliezer, Michael, and Meimer, according to Rab? Well, what do you mean? Rebbe Eliezer, Kav HaChomer, Kamer. No. So by Chulin, it's the same Kav HaChomer? Lema Kav HaChomer. Kachim, Mechalalim, Kachim. Chulin, lo, Kachike. El HaTayim of the Rab is not because of Lab Min HaLo Machriv, but it's as Rabbi Elazar explained. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, my time of the Rav, ולא יחללו את קודשי בני ישראל את אשר ירימו להשם קודשים מחללים קודשים, ואין חולין מחללים קודשים. אלמה, אתה קרף כמקו החומר. So you say the same thing then here? הקדמי, according to Rabbi Eliezer, לתת תוכו לאף כמקו החומר. No, that's because he learned תוכו מבוילה לאוכל שקיבלם בתית, והכניסו להעביר תם. Because the סלגדת רמינו הו בנגיעה לא מתאמה. And avir is extended, negia. Whereas the Rabbanan say, I need a pasuk for that. It's obvious. Hanach lo tzrich ikro. Rabbi Yosef Barami Romui Shinui Kedesh Shinui Balam Mishami. Mi Yom Rav Chatat Shachata L'Shem Chatat Kshira L'Shem Ola Psula. Alma Delav Mina Machriv Ba De Mina Lo Machriv Ba. V'Yom Rav Chatat Shachata Misha Bechuyav Chatat Psula. Al Misha Bechuyav Ola Kshira. Alma De Bar Mina Machriv Ba Delav Mina Lo Machriv Ba. U'Mishane Hatam. When it comes to Shinoi Kodesh V'Shachat Ota L'Chatat Amarakmona. And it is. Chatat Hashem, Chatat Nishchata. Hocha v'chiper alav v'ektiv. Alav v'lo ha-chavero, which always means chavero dum yedidei. Shemukhuyav kapara kemoto. Rav Chaviva Rami, Shinoi Balim, atok tocho u'mishani. U'mi, amar Rav Chatat Shachta, al mi shemukhuyav chatat psula. Al mi shemukhuyav ola kshera. Alma de mina makriv ba de lav mina lo makriv ba viatanya tocho velo toch tocho en afilu klishet av matzil. Umishane arba tocho ktive. Toch tocho, toch tocho. Chad le gufei, chad le gzera shova, chad tocho sheze velo tocho shalakra, meaning not in a klishet av. And idach, tocho velo toch tocho, meaning to add afilu klishet av matzil.
Following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
So we're holding a Dvachim daf Beis Amid Beis. And yes, indeed. Now we were going through some of the fascinating things that Rava was asking one on the other. One we had only begun asking yesterday. He wanted to hear what happened in Shabbos and the Tumah Becharma. We hadn't had a chance to hear. Rav Papa was listening, of course, with great excitement. So Ravina's telling him over what had happened in Shabbos and the Beis HaMedrash. So the first thing that Rava had pointed out was problematic and that Rava had given an ingenious answer to was the difference between Shaloi Lishma and Stama. When it comes to Gittin and the Shalei Lishma versus Stama when it comes to Zvachim. And he had explained that by Zvachim, if you have the Shalei Lishma, we were questioning over there why it is that Stama is a Lele Shem Balem Hashem Chayva, and the Isha, Stama is not a Kosher again. And he explained that the Zevach is a made for Zvicha, for whatever it is, that's how it was originally consecrated, and Samamela, the Sam, leaves it in its position. Now, Shenken, when it comes to Gittin, you're trying to create a get, and there the lishma is not simply a matter of not disturbing something, it's creating something new, and stama doesn't help. But meanwhile, we got into the question of how Rava knew that his question was a good question. Where does it say that necessarily stama by zvachim is kadesh, is fine, and stama by get is possible? So the first part we were able to explain yesterday, and we finally reached from the raya of the din of the takona that Bezdin said it's better to leave things stama, then obviously stama must be kosher. But how do we know that by gittin stama is possible? And that's what we wanted to know yesterday, and that's where we're holding today, which is seven lines up from the bottom. Gaba get is stama possible, minola. How do we know by get that stam is possible? Ilei mimahad it's non. Is it from the following Mishnah, where it says Hayah over bashuk v'shama kol sofrim makrim ish ploni giresh plonik v'makom ploni v'yamar zeh shmi v'zeh shem ishti pasul garesh bo? So the story over here is a man is walking by the local safra school, and he hears the sofer teacher saying to all of the sofrim that are in the school, okay, let's try a get now, 721. We'll write a get for Mr. So-and-so, who's married to Mrs. So-and-so in the town of so-and-so. And just at that moment, Mamish Min HaShamayim, Mr. So-and-so was walking by and says, oh my God, it's obviously a sign. What an opportunity. He walks in and he says, I'd love to buy that get from you. And it happens to be just what I was looking for. The din over there is that the get is parcel. And that seems to imply that even though that get was written stam, I didn't have in mind a real person by that name. I mean, it just happened to work out that he's the guy and she's the woman that fits the bill. But maybe over there the reason that stam is parcel is for a completely different reason. Dilmeket Rav Papa, Yom Rav Papa, Hokabisoferim ha'asuyim lihitla medas kinan lo yichtav l'shum kritut klal. The case over there is where the sofrim are simply practicing to write the get, and they had no intention that it should actually be a get. But maybe if there was an intention that it should be a get, then inokinami, the fact that it wasn't written, I mean, for this particular person would be like, stop. Maybe it would be cautious. You cannot prove it from there. Elamiha. Maybe it's from the continuation, where it says, Yetarake. And even more than that, Katav Lagaresha Tishto. Suppose a person did write a get. He wrote a get for his wife. Viniblach, and then he changes his mind. Umatza Ben Iro, and he finds now, somebody from his city finds him and says, wow, Shmi Keshimcha, Shemishtika, what a fantastic opportunity. I can get by a get that's only a little bit used, refurbish it and use it for my wife. So over there it's also possible the garish bra. And you see that despite the fact that it was certainly written l'shem kritut, you can't simply use it for someone else with the same name whose wife is of the same noun. Now, on the surface, and Tosis is very bothered by this, what in the world does this have to do with lishma? I mean, this is not stama, I mean, this is that it was written for somebody else. I mean, it's very far-fetched, the question, to bring a raya from here. So Tosis suggests that the whole ludicrous nature of the case, in which the guy has it written for his wife, and he changes his mind, meets somebody else, and the point is that a get that's written like that, it must be that it wasn't really a fully committed get in the first place. It was one of these mood kind of gets.
Generic.
In which case, yeah, you know, so he figures, well, you know, if I decide I like her after all, I can always sell it to so-and-so, you know. So maybe we thought that it was similar to stama. But of course, the Gemara is doped by saying, Dilma Shani Hasam, Din Tikle Lishum Gerishin Deahi. Over there it's different because it's already been cut off from any other possible use by having been made lishma of this particular person.
Do we know that?
Yeah, well it says that. It says it's katav l'garesh
et ishto. I understand. Are we assuming that that's the reason?
No, but what? But it's not stam.
Right.
It's intik. Elamiha. Maybe it's from the continuation, which says Yetar. It can even be more than that. Suppose he has two wives with the same names. Now you can imagine what that leads to. It's not surprising that he's made the decision one day that he's got to get rid of one of them. So Katav Lagaresh Tagdola Lo Yigaresh Bata Katana. If you wrote the get for the older one, you can't use it to get rid of the younger one. Now wait a minute, over there also. I mean, Shani Asim, the Integral Lishem Gerish and Dayim, even though it's the same guy, but it's written Lishma of the wrong woman. Oh, you're right. But what about the next case? Yetra came, even more than that. Suppose you can't make up your mind which one you want to get rid of. I mean, that's the Bikesh Litaimba, you know, you can't be sure. You like the new one, you like the old one. But you know you got to get rid of one. I mean, how are you going to keep living like that? So you tell the sefer, you know what? Write it, L'shem, the woman with his name. I'm not sure which one I'm going to give it to. Yeah. That way, which any one that I want to, I'll be able to give it to. So then, if you say, L'shem, it's a garage. So if it's pasul, a garage, he said, now that's certainly a stomach. No? I mean, you're writing basically, the get is written for a woman, any woman of this name. Any woman of this name should be the equivalent of stoma. So why isn't that a good get unless stoma is possible? Says the Gemara, no, that's not true. Dilma shine asa, maybe over there it's different to aim breira. This is worse than a normal stoma. Because a normal stoma is not written for anyone. This is written for someone. It's just that the determination of who that someone is dependent on an ex post facto retroactive determination. But if you hold that there's no such thing as the future determining the past, which is Ein Breira, so then what would be the meaning of such? It could be it's written for the wrong woman. You see? Stoma means it's open. But when you say, write it l'shem someone, and who is that l'shem? Ah, well, we'll find out, won't we? When I give the get, then we'll know who it's l'shem. That's not stoma. That's much worse than stoma. So if you hold the breira, then you can say that the future, it lies somewhere in the past. So that at the point that I made the decision, okay, you don't know who it is, but we'll find out who it is. But if you hold ein breira, there's no such thing as finding out who it is. There wasn't a finding out. It's completely random. It could be this one, it could be that one. So therefore, this too is not a good raya to the din that stoma is not kilishma when it comes to getting, you see? Is everybody happy with that? It's beautiful. Elamiha. How about the following? Hakotev tovsei gitin. Somebody who's writing out contracts of gitin could be purchased by whoever needs one. Now, there's different ways of doing that. I mean, what you could do is you could write out, like they do these little keychains, you know, Nancy, Joe, George, Mary, Susan, and so on. So, you know, you could just have a bunch of getting. Guy Watson needs a get. You don't want to give him a chance to change his mind and lose the sale. So what you do is you have a whole pile of get, you know, okay, here's all the getting for Nancy. Now, what'd you say your name was? Okay, George, Nancy. Ah, here we go, George, Nancy. And you sell him that get, you see. And that, I mean, when a sofer is bored and he's got a lot of time on his hand, why not just fill up the drawers? And that way you make more sales. But you can't do that. Instead, what you gotta do is serve shianiach makoma ishu, makoma isha, makoma edimu, makoma zman. Now, what does that mean? I mean, certainly you should be able to write all of this in advance, and then, if stam is kosher, and then, you know, use it for whoever needs it. Certainly, areat muteret b'chol adam. I mean, that's any get's going to say that. So you see that you have to write the get for a particular person. You can't simply write it stam. Therefore, you have no way to write a real tofes gitin. You can only write the other words, but not the words that are going to be meaningful in terms of what was required lishma. And therefore, that concludes the first mili mal yasa. Because mili mal yasa means a lot of hot stuff. We only know the first one. The first one was this fantastic question about why stum is kosher for zvachim and not kosher for gittin. Then we went back to figure out, well, how do we know that? We proved it now on both sides, that gittin are not kosher stomach and that zvachim are kosher stomach. And now, of course, Rav Papa is grabbing Ravina and said, tell me the next mili mal yosa. So what was the other mili mal yosa? Says the Gemara. Surami nilsach riting. The other thing that came up in the Beis HaMedrash on that fateful day in Beit Harmach when poor Rav Papa was locked out of the tchum. So what happened was there that Rav also says the following. Mi amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. Chatat sheshechta l'shem olah psula. But shechta l'shem chulin k'shera. That's a fascinating idea. If you shech the korban chatas as an olah, so we said in the Mishnah, chatas for the shinui Hashem is possible. But that's only if you shechted it for a korban, a different korban. Suppose you shechted it with the idea that it's not a korban at all. It's chulin. Says Rav, no, that's kosher. That's fine. It's only if you changed its kedusha that it's possible. If you attempted to make it chulin, then that's simply off of the screen. So in other words, the idea over here is that we have a set of kachin. Within that set, you could say that anything that you change about when it comes to a chatas is possible. But to say, I'll take something from outside of the set, anything outside of the set has no meaning. For all intents and purposes, it doesn't exist within the set. So there is no such machshava as a machshava schulen. What? Because it isn't chulin, it's a chatas. Anyway, who cares if it's chulin?
It's kosher for a chatas, not kosher chulin.
It's kosher for a chatas.
It's kosher for a chatas.
Of course.
Wouldn't it be medila if you used it for a chulin?
Who cares?
It's
who cares? What does that have to do with the issue? We're wondering whether this is Shimei Hashem. We're not wondering whether he's a bad boy and whether he thought he was bringing the wrong thing into the Beis HaMikdash. With all we want to know is this called a machsheves tzul? Whose Havamina? That's no good. The discussion over here revolves around the issue of sex. And this is a very important idea. In other words, we know that there exists a concept of sex in many sugyas. And the Gemara over here is also, according to Rav, is defining a member of a set as being, of course we're going to have this whole sugya going to now define more clearly what constitutes a set and what constitutes a member of a set and what now we'll divide it into another set. But the idea over here is that according to Rav, a halacha is defined by the contents of the set and not by things outside of the set. So if we're dealing with kachim, to go along and to say that a machsheves chulin is part of the halakhas of Shinui Hashem is ridiculous. It can't be Mashana Hashem to Chulin when Chulin doesn't exist in the world of Kutch. Now, but by the same token, one could say that a Goya does not exist in the set of women that can be Megurashot, correct? Okay, so if that's the case, then the Shinui Hashem, so to speak, of a get, since we're on that same topic, if your kavana was to be Megarish a Goya, then that shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't ruin the get. So for Amini, our question is, it says, Kol ha-get sh'nichtav shalo l'shem isha, pasul, v'apil l'shem avadat kochavim nami pasul. Ovedet kochavim nami pasul. That is, if you wrote a get for a non-Jewish woman, that would pasul the get. But why would it pasul the get, since she's not in the set of Megurashot? And he answers the obvious answers. Get. Fine. Remove the Ovedet Kochavim Mine, okay? Forget about it. You're right. She doesn't exist. She's not in the set. It wasn't written in any way possible. But it still wasn't written Lishma, now was it? Because remember, we've already established that by get we need a positive Lishma, not a Stama. So let's say it's Stama, okay? It wasn't written for a Goya. Okay, so it was written for nobody, because it's out of the set. But if it's written for nobody, we've already established that nobody is not a kosher get. Masha'in came when it comes to the korban, stum is possible by getin. By kachim, fine, let's remove the chulin. Chulin's out of the set. There was no machshava at all. Okay, so what are you left with? Stoma. stomach is kosher. So there you go. It's very obvious. Havelei stomach, the stomach is shaving. That was the second exciting issue. The third exciting issue. At this point, Pop is jumping up and down. Roma Miltak Riti. Now he asks yet another question. Me, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Katach, Shachta L'Shem Olat Sula, Shachta L'Shem Chulin, Ksheiraz, we're focused on this one now. Is it true that Rav insists that if you shechted a katas for chulin, it would be kosher, which proves that a member of a set alone can be part of the halacha, but if you're not a member of the set, you can't, because you're not mina. Ama de mina machariva, a member can be destructive, but the lab mina lo machariva, a non-member cannot be destructive. So now how do you explain the following halacha? Now you see how this is such a brilliant thing, because the truth is that the case that we're asking from, first of all, I mean, the most brilliant aspect of it is that it totally abstracts the concepts of sets. It's going to be asking for something that has nothing to do, not with the shmoz, nothing else, just from the concept of a set. But furthermore, the idea that we're going to use as the question is an actual physical representation of the nature of a set. Is it contained within the set or is it not? How do you get a physical representation? Space. Is a space within a space a member of that space? Now, where do we have that question in halacha? By the Tuma of Kli Cheres. Because by Tuma of Kli Cheres, we have a fascinating din that doesn't appear by any other Kelim, that the inner space of a Kli Cheres is defined as one unit. So that, let's say if you have a sheretz inside of a Kli Cheres, and you have something else inside of that Kli Cheres, even if the sheretz doesn't touch the Kli Cheres, then anything within the space of that Kli Cheres becomes Tamei, because the Kli Cheres became Tamei, and now it can be Metamei in its space, the same way it can accept Tuma from its space. Fine. But having defined that, we can now question, what about some other space that's within that space? Is something inside the inner space considered to be part of the set of the outer space? You see? So now let's say you have a Kli inside of this Kli. And inside of that Kli, you have now something else. So let's say you have a large oven. And this oven is Tamei, it has a sheretz in it, or even if it has a sheretz in it. You now take a pot, a large pot, okay? You put now a spoon in the pot. You put the pot inside of the oven. Is what's in the pot in the oven, or is what's in the pot in a different space? So, the question, of course, is it a member of the set? That is a beautiful question. The question is like this. Kli Cheres is the only type of Kli in which we have this concept of inner space. There's no set of inner spaces that include any other Kelim. So the issue ought to be different in terms of whether you have a Kli Cheres inside of a Kli Cheres, or you have a non-Kli Cheres, which is called Kli Shetef. The reason we simply use the word Kli Shetef is because Shetef means to wash off, meaning in a mikveh. You can't put a Kli Cheres in a mikveh to become Tohar, but you can put a Kli of any other type in a mikveh to become Tohar. So they're called washable Kelim, so to speak. Kli Cheres has no tire of the mikveh. Okay. Now, by the rules that Rav has established, if you're not a member of a set, then for all intents and purposes, you do not exist within the halachic ramifications of the set, correct? So in the same way that chulin is not part of the set of kachim, so too, kli shetef is not part of the set of those things that are metame spatially, right? Therefore, if the inner kli is made out of metal, it should be non-extent when it comes to the set of kalim that are metame spatially. And if it's not there, then its insides are part of the outer space. I think that's absolutely brilliant. It's stunning. It's just stunning. It's so beautiful. So,
there is an iron part, a sheretz is in. And when I put it in the oven, then
where? Well, here's the idea. You have an oven, let's say it's open from the top. Okay? Now you take an iron, a long iron kettle or something, or one of those, percolators for Shabbos, okay?
You have the top of the percolator outside of the oven. So that way, at least there's no mixing. You could say it's all one space in terms of topographical charts. It'll be all one space. The top is outside of the oven. Now, there's a spoon inside of the metal cleat. Is that spoon tummy? If there's a sheretz or was a sheretz in the tanur. Okay? Now don't try to tell me we can determine its tumah by deciding whether the kli itself became tummy and therefore was batami the spoon. Because the kli is definitely not going to be makabel tumah for a very simple reason. A kli can only be makabel tumah from an av hatumah. And even if there's a sheretz inside of the tanur currently, the way that this thing works is not by some type of magical filling up the inner space with tumah, and therefore anything that's in that inner space is in touch with the sheretz. No, that's not true. The way that it works is that a sheretz can radiate tumah to a klicheres, even though it hasn't touched it. And the klicheres can radiate tumah to things inside of it. But it's not that it fills up the space with tumah. Now therefore, once already the kli cheretz is makabel tumah from the sheretz, it can't possibly radiate an ava tumah, because it itself is only a rishon tumah, having been makabel tumah from the sheretz. So the kli is definitely not going to become tameh, and the truth is neither will the spoon inside. The case really has to be food inside, because food could be matameh, even if it's not. I mean, now that we're getting into the details, we have to be a little bit more specific. But if there's food inside, a food could be makabel tumah from a rishon tumah also, correct? So now our question is the food inside the kli cheretz or is it not? Now I could understand that if you have a kli cheretz inside of a kli cheretz, and the top of that kli cheretz, let's say you have one of those long flower pots, and you have some food in the flower pot, and you lower the flower pot, but the top is outside of the stove. So I could understand, okay, kli cheretz, vis-a-vis kli cheretz, is part of the same set. So this would be the inside of an inside, and the Torah doesn't say anything about the inside. The inside says only tocho, and tocho is not tocho. It can't be inside the inside. But if you're telling me that by Rav's definition, anything that's not part of the set, and over here, metal kalim should not be part of the set of kalim that are mitame in space. Therefore, if I have a metal pot, for all intents and purposes, we can view the metal pot as not existing in our question, correct? Well, if it doesn't exist, then the food is in the middle of the kli cheretz, hanging in midair, and it should become makabel tumah.
Does it?
No, and it doesn't, and that's the problem. Now, Rav must be wrong, or at least his definition of his set theory over here is wrong. What is this, conjuring tricks? The content is certainly important vis-a-vis the outside kli. We're trying to I mean, that's part of the set. Food in the set of kalim and a makabel tumah. Fine. So now, the Gemara takes for granted that you're going to figure all this out instantly when it points out the sefira. So the lav mina lo v'akriba, how could you say that? But Tanya, it says in the Braisa, tocho. When it says kol asher, you pulled the tocho. That tells us tocho velo tocho. It's only if it's inside of it, but not if it's inside of something which is inside of it. And, by the way, afilu kli shetef matzil. Even a non-kli cheretz will save the food in the kli, in itself, from the tumah in the kli cheretz. Any idiot can see that that's a contradiction to what Rav is saying. I mean, you understand someone that does not learn Gemara will read this and will be, what happened? Okay. And he explained the answer, Vishanu. What was his answer? His answer was brilliant. His answer is that your definition of the set is completely wrong. Because chulin to kutchin is not the equivalent of kli cheretz, kli shetef to kli cheretz, my dear sir. Because kli cheretz and kli shetef are both part of the set of kalim that are metamim, each lefi their specific halachas. But there is certainly one set called the set of kalim, and if you look up Hilchos Kalim, they'll all be there. The way to distinguish the set when it comes to tumah is the difference between the set of kalim, for instance, and the set of mechitzot, which defines rishuyos. So therefore, suppose somebody just needs full energy, full steam ahead there, Captain. So suppose you would have this tanur that was tummy, and instead of putting the food inside of a flower pot that you're lowering into it, you come up with the brilliant idea of building a mechitza in the middle of the tanur. Okay? That's right. So now you're going to be mechalikically the tanur, and you'll have tanur A part, tanur B part. Well, there ain't no such thing as building mechitzas in Kalim. That's out of the set completely. So there, Enochinami, you'd be right. If you want to talk about a situation like that, then indeed, and I'll prove it to you, that indeed it would be out of the set and therefore invisible for all intents and purposes, and the food would be, in fact, tummy. And where is that case? I don't know. Asu, the chulinates of Kachim, is the equivalent of mechitza etzotanur. Okay? And therefore, ma mechitza etzotanur, lo ma'anya laklal, trying to build a mechitza in the middle of a tanur will have absolutely no impact. Ab kulanetzo kochim, lo ma'anya laklal. I'm beginning to think that this water business is a way of escaping tough sugyas. I notice that every time you get up for water, it's when things are really getting hot. Exactly. And I used to think that it was care for me. Thank you. Maybe that's it. Or maybe it's just the heat of the sugya. Thank you very much. Our president. Where do we see that I'm right, that a mechitza doesn't do anything for a tanur? You try to take some boards now, and you cut a tanur in half by building some boards across it. Or you put up some curtains. You put sherets on one side and food on the other side. Believe me, it's all tame. It doesn't make the slightest difference that there was a mechitza there. Why? Because a mechitza is not part of the set of kelim and has absolutely no impact on the dinim of kelim. There you go. That's exactly what Rav was saying. Furthermore, and I'll show you another beautiful example of this. You have a kaveret. Now, a kaveret is a beehive. Of course, we're talking over here about a kaveret, artificial kaveret, which they would make out of Paris. And the way that we have those, you know, little white boxes today, in those days they used a kaveret, which was shaped really like a hive, thinking it was better. Actually, it took many, many centuries to figure out the advantage of making those little boxes. The advantage is that you're able to leave. What you do is you build sections in it. And if you leave, not easier, you don't have to start all over again the next year. You leave sufficient for the hive to grow. Whereas the kaveret, you either take the hive or you don't take the hive. You have to get rid of the bees. Over here, it's fantastic because those boxes are made up in such a way that is very, very, by the way, critical, the values. They can't be too far from each other, the mechitzas inside the kaveret, because otherwise the bees don't view it as one hive. And they can't be too close, because if you take it out, then it destroys them. It took a lot of experiment. There was a genius who worked out the thing. But anyway, the kaveret over here, if it has a hole in it, and that's the case over here, it was nifchat, so it cracked. So now it's got a hole on the bottom. Once it's got a hole on the bottom, it's no longer a kli, technically, because the kli is broken. Now, it doesn't matter if you take some straw now and you seal up the hole with straw. I mean, that may be very nice for the bees, but it has nothing to do with the dinim of kelim, you see. So for all intents and purposes, if I've got a kaveret that's broken, I don't have a kli cheret. So what do I have? I have a mechitza, that's all. I mean, you know, they look like a kli to the uninitiated, but people who see things with the eyes of set don't see anything there at all.
Doesn't depend on the size of the hole?
Nothing depends. Yeah. It means nifchat by definition. It means nifchat to the point that it's not considered to be a kli. We're talking about also the nifchat in terms of halachic pchita, not non-technical people, you know, use words loosely and so on. Nifchat is nifchat, so fine.
Is a difference.
Yes, indeed. So over here, the kaveret is pchuta upkuka bekash. Now you use some straw to seal it up. Now you have this thing hovering in the middle of a tanur. Okay? And its top is above it and it's whatever. It makes absolutely no difference. Because if the it works in either direction. If the sheretz is in the kaveret, then it's in all in one space, namely in the tanur. It doesn't exist. Now you may see it, but it's not there. Not if you have the right eyes. And the other way around, if you have a tanur, if you have a sheretz in the tanur, anything that's inside of this non-existent kli is tummy, because it's all in the tanur, which just goes to prove that Rav's thinking of sets is absolutely correct, and that the interrelationship between the two types of kalim are an interrelationship within a set, as opposed to with a mechitza, which would be outside of the set, so it's perfect. So if you have now sheretz b'tocha ha-tanur tamei, sheretz b'tanur, oklin she-b'tocha tamei'im. Now the problem is that Rebbe Eliezer messes us up. And what he says is like this. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, it would be tohar. You know why? Because Amar Rabbi Eliezer kavachomek, in hitzil b'meit ha-chamur, lo tatzil b'kli cheres ha-kal. Can you explain to me your logic? If I would build now this type of mechitza to seal up a room, because I would take a bunch of broken kaverets and I would seal up a room now with it and make a space in front of a mace. Now, it wouldn't be matame on the other side of the mechitza. So, and that's very chomor. I mean, if you want to talk about the idea of space being matame, the ultimate space being matame is the din of Ohel HaMeis. Over there, truly, the entire space is filled with tumah, as opposed to the secondary nature of space when it comes to a kli cheres. True, that's true, but nonetheless, the idea of building, of course, that will be the answer to him. But building a mechitza helps. So separating out a space is a valid idea. In other words, so he doesn't subscribe to the issues here of these sets. Okay, he looks at the set as the set of those things whose space is matame. He doesn't care how it's matame, whether it's matame as ol or matame as kli. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, so he says, if that's the case, that it's matzil, and mechitza is matzil, even a mace, which is very chomor, a mace is matame, avia vota tuma, it's matame, 7 days, and the whole thing, and the whole thing is more like tuma, and nonetheless you can save it. So are you going to tell me that it's not going to save in this, low class problem of a little old sheretz inside of a tanur? And we answered him, well, what's the comparison? Imitzil b'meit chamur shekin chokim bo'alim. Of course it saves with the meit, because the derech of an ohel is to make a mechitza in an ohel. I mean, that's the way people split mechitzas. Are you going to say, therefore, tatzil b'kli cheres hakal? That therefore, since kli cheres is more kal, it should definitely save it. She ain't choking either the lusher to be the kli cheres, which is, makes a lot of sense, because you don't make a kli cheres into a two separate kli cheres by building the mechitzas in them. That's not the way that it's done, and therefore it's not part of the way in which we relate to kalim at all. Or you could say, what? She ain't choking ba'olim of this type. That there is no din of chalukah of an ohel when you're dealing with a kli. So it's all very nice to talk about spaces, but it's still not comparable at all. Now, the way the Rabbanan are learning over here, to say that a mechitza doesn't help, and Rab makes sense to say that there's two different sets, the sets of kalim and the set of mechitzas. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, how is Rab going to explain it? I mean, this would mean that according to Rab, he's making a statement that is really a machlokas tanoi. Because, I mean, Rebbe Eliezer seems to reject the set theory. So, I mean, people don't do that usually. I mean, are we going to say that Rav is about Chokas Tanoi? Is that what we're saying?
When you make a mechitza, after it becomes Tomei, and you divide a Tomei area?
No, before.
So, splitting was still with
that. Yeah.
So, why shouldn't you tell?
In a kli, because a mechitza doesn't exist as far as the kli is concerned. It may be physically there, but it's not halachically meaningful. Because it's not the way in which we deal with kalim.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to kalim, we'll talk about firayim and tanurim. So, We're talking about a tanur. Okay. Says the Gemara, so what's he going to do? Well, that's not a problem. I mean, Rebbe Eliezer doesn't hold of set theory. Rebbe Eliezer holds of set theory. Of course he would agree when it comes to Chulin and Kutchin. All he was saying is that there's a Kal V'chomer here in terms of space. That's all he's saying. If you could be Machalic, a more Chomer space, you should certainly be able to be Machalic a less Chomer space. What makes you say that he's arguing on Rav in essence? He's arguing about how to define the particular issues over here. And he's saying, if we look at it from the point of view of how we're going to separate space, so then it should be a Kal V'chomer. That's all. I mean, who's to say that that has something to do with Chulin and Kutchin?
I have a problem with Rebbe Eliezer. Did he say if you had a very large jug, you dropped the mace into the jug and there was a hole in it, did he say that blocked off the tumor? And it seems like a different entity once you take these things and use them to build.
If there's a hole in it?
I mean,
if there's not a hole in it?
If there wasn't a hole in it, simple. Everybody would say that it would contain it.
They would. No, the other way around, it would contain. In other words, if the mace was in the room and the kli was sealed but something plus sealed, then the spaces wouldn't mix. But now you're getting into a whole different issue, which is the relationship of a space but something plus seal to a room. But the other way around, it's a mit pasil even would not help. And the inside of a kli is bottled to the space of a room. Say if the mace is inside the kli and the kli is in the room will be tameh, even if it's a tameh. Yeah. Tameh pasil is only matzil for tahira inside of it. It's not matzil for tuma that's inside of it.
If it had a large kli that went outside of the tent that the dead body was in,
it doesn't have anything to do with it. Because a room, that's part of the whole problem is that the room space is different than a kli space.
Right.
Alright. Yeah, we're going way at this thing. I mean, these are important questions, but only if we're learning all of Shas at once. No, this is how Tosfos is built on your type of learning. That you have to deal with all of Shas at once and so on. But we're learning only with Rashi, essentially. And Tosis only in the... No, it's a completely different approach. The Tosis was a tremendous Chiddush. I'm not saying this. Historically, it was a tremendous Chiddush. No one had come to be Mefarish each Gemara in terms of all Gemaras until the Baalei Tosis. Up until that time, the Mefarshim were Mefarish Asunya. And if you had a problem, fine. So that was already, your further Gemaras, and that was what everybody did, was think out when they developed their own vision of Torah as a whole. They had to deal with those issues. But to actually take Torah as a whole and to insist that, well, if there's a Gemara somewhere there and another Gemara somewhere there, which seems to contradict some of the associates, how are we going to make them all equal? That's Tosfos thing. Which is why it's a little silly to read Tosfos if you don't know Shas. There's a point in reading Tosfos. It's for somebody who is going to be bothered by these issues. Once you're familiar with the issues, any child will ask all of Tosfos' kashas as a davar pashut, because they're the first things that need to be asked. And you'll find your mind doing that. But that's not what our tachlis is. Certainly in Daf Yomi, you still aren't kol hashas kula at one time. We wait the 7 years. So now, says the Gemara, I don't understand what the problem is. All he's doing is making a Kal V'chomer. And that Kal V'chomer seems to be the reason that we can expand our definitions. Says the Gemara, well, if that's the case, you could make the Kal V'chomer for Rav too and expand your definitions. I mean, why don't we say that the issue is non-chatas, okay? Non-chata. So chulin is the most non-chata thing you could possibly have. I mean, if an ola is non-chata, certainly a chulin is non-chata, so I'll break the same Kal V'chomer. I mean, if Kal V'chomer is the way we're going to work, I mean, so I'll attack Rav with the same Kal V'chomer. And let me say, so then, Hasanami, lame a Kal V'chomer. If Kutchim can be Makal Kutchim, chulin al Kutchim can, certainly chulin should be a member of those things that can destroy the level of Kedusha. Because, I mean, after all, that's what destroying Kedusha is all about. Chilul means chulin. So they can be mechalo kachim with kachim, because they're going to be mechalo kachim with kulin. Just like you're saying, the ultimate space is tumas oil. You're right. So then the ultimate kulin in terms of chilul is kulin. You're also right. So what's Rav going to do about that? Ella says the Gemara, time at a Rav, you're right. Rav would have to have a basis in the Torah for distinguishing a set by saying. And what Rav, time at a Rav to Rabbi Elazar, not to be confused with Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, the Omar Rabbi Elazar, my time at a Rav, v'lo yechalalu et katshe b'nei Yisrael et asher yarimu l'ashem. Now we're talking, why do we need to say it's katshe b'nei Yisrael, when that's where, it's v'lo yechalalu et asher yarimu l'ashem. When you're saying katshe b'nei Yisrael, you're saying katshim and only kodashim, or mechalalim kodashim. Ve'in chulin mechalalim kodashim. You can't have something that's not part of katshe b'nei Yisrael being part of the equation of yechalalu. So it's exeris akasus. And your kal v'chomer doesn't matter over here. Oh, so what are you saying now? You're saying now that ama also called the afkila kal v'chomer? So you're saying now that the Pasuk is giving you the definition of your sets and destroying your Kal V'chomer. Okay, so let me go back now to the Kli Cheres business, and I'll ask you the same question. Iyachi, so Hakanami, Leisei Toko, and Lifkei Mikal V'chomer. Why doesn't the Toko, Eliezer, why doesn't the Toko, which is an additional Pasuk, we'll see, you could have said Toch, instead it says Toko. So Toko should be coming to tell me that only Toko, but not Toch of something else. Okay, so you want to say now that it's Velo Toko of another Kli, but not a Toch of a Mechitza. And what's wrong with that? Well, you're making a Kal V'chomer. Well, a Mechitza. But that's the point. It's saying Toko in order to tell me that it has to be something that's similar. I mean, why wouldn't that tell me the same thing? Yeah. So high toko be boile la Oakland should give long betid. Oh no. So yeah, you're right. But Rabbi Elazar says, but toch is used over here to tell me a special halacha. Because what would be the din if I had a piece of bread and I covered that piece of bread with plaster? Now this plastered bread is inside of a tanur. No. There's no kli here. Now, I might certainly have thought that the din of tuma inside of a kli cheres is predicated on the idea of the radiation, right? Because it's not as if it itself, but not so the sheretz radiates the tuma, and the kli radiates the tuma. The problem is that radiation should not be, I would think, might not be more than a direct contact. What it means is that it's a contact like, you know, like a beam is a contact. Okay, so if you cover up your remote control and you try beaming at it, nothing's going to happen. So you're going to say, well, why not? After all, it's just radiating because it can't radiate through your finger. So that's the point over here. It's covered with plaster. So what do you mean? I'm radiating too mad. You can't touch it. If you can't touch it, so then there's no way to be metamiyah. In other words, I need to establish that even though the halakha over, and this is a very important thing to establish, even though the halakha over here is really based on the idea of radiation, it still has a spatial connotation. Think about it for a moment. I mean, you would think that you can have it one of two ways. Either the way that the tuma is being promulgated over here is dafka through the space, so that the sheretz being in the space makes the space full of tuma, and now anything that's in that space is now in the space of tuma. What's the difference? What it's like, right? Or I could say the way that it. Now we know that that's not true. I won't tell you how we know that until the end of the circuit. But we know that that's not true, okay? We know that we do not view the space as being full of tumor. Now, I'll tell you now. Why not? I'll tell you now. The way we know it is by implication of the din of toko. Because if, in fact, it would be full of tumah, then that means that its space would be an avatumah. But if its space were an avatumah, then a kli inside of it would be tameh. And once the kli inside of it were tameh, forget about the space. The ochel in the kli would be tameh anyway, because the outside kli was tameh. So how could a kli shetef possibly be matzil if it itself is tameh? It would be matameh what's in it. That's how we know it. In other words, ipso facto, from the very limudim that we're talking about, it's clear that the kli shetef couldn't have become tameh. But if the avir hatanur was full of tumah, then the kli would have been tameh. Forget about the space issue, you see. Okay, that's how we know it. But now getting back to the issue. Do you realize that Rav Popa, in order to even be able to control himself and contain himself, probably bought along an entire barrel of Carlton?
What?
Beer. He was beer. A beer maker, remember, of Popa. I mean, he wouldn't have gone even. I mean, to control himself. And you're coming in here, you don't have any beer. You don't have any wine. You don't have any. There's nothing here at all. And you look like you've already had a couple of pints. It's unbelievable. So, we now want to know, why can't we use this? And we're explaining the reason we can't use the toko is because, actually, the toko comes to tell me an important halacha, that even if something is covered with plaster, it's still in the space of the kli. But the space is not really the source of the tumah, is it? It's the radiation that's the source of the tumor. So I would have thought if I can't be nogea in it, I can't radiate to it. Therefore, I need this fussik to tell me that nonetheless, whatever is in it can be viewed as being in its space unless it's in a different space, even though the way that that space is matame is through radiation, which sounds on the surface to be a contradiction. Okay? So that's the chiddush. That even, I might have thought, just I can't touch it. And if I touched it, I wouldn't be matame it, by the way. If somebody tame touches ochon that are covered with plaster, the ochon are not tame. Okay? So I can't beam to it either. So babiro namilo matame. Kamashvon comes along toho, it's coming, no. This is an assertion that there is a concept of the space. And it doesn't matter whether it looks to you, in other words, in terms of how you mechanically define the tumah in that space. I'm going to define the tumah in that space as if it were radiated, and not as if it's a bit in the space. That's fine. That's all questions of definitions. But the fact is that this is a din in space. And therefore, since it's a din in space, it will be tumah anyway, because who cares if it happens to be surrounded by plaster? It's still in the space, isn't it? Yes, indeedy. Therefore, I don't have this extra plus, because I need this plus to tell me this very important halacha. The Rabbanan, who apparently do use this, although they argue with Rebbe Elazar, and they say, forget about this business of your Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer doesn't make any sense. Logically, it doesn't make any sense. I don't need this now, this toho. The reason that they hold that is because they say it is naive to try to analyze a din of tuma of spaces by comparing it to radiation or touching. Obviously, you're just going to be using concepts that you're used to try to explain how such a tuma would work, that a space should be able to be mutame without being mole tuma. So you don't like the idea that the Torah has so defined the space. So you want to give it, you want to make pretend that it's waves. You want to make pretend it's particles. Make pretend whatever you want. But don't confuse it with a new concept, which is simply called the tumah of space. I don't care how you want to visualize it. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that your visualization shouldn't have halachic ramifications. So just because you're visualizing it as if the tumor radiates to the thing and then it radiates back to it, and therefore it was covered, if it was covered, I mean, come on, that's childish. Wait a minute, therefore if it's covered, it's now won't radiate. The Torah never said anything about anything but space. All it says was toho. And in order to make things easier for yourself, you want to have these imaginary explanations. So go smoke your imaginary explanations, but don't come and use them for the halachic ramifications, that's all. I need a pasuk for that. Hamik looks really grow. What do I need a pasuk to tell me that? So therefore, I'm left with the pasuk to tell me that it's a din in toko and not the toch of kalim. That's all.
What happens if we send the cockroach up into space and let it out? Would that make the whole of space come in?
First of all, believe it or not, cockroaches are not metonymous.
It's not a sheriff?
No.
Okay, whatever it is. Put it out in space. Does that make the whole of...
No. The reason that it doesn't is because space, in halakhic terms, is defined as contained space, whereas space in physical terms is defined by the interrelations of objects. So they're completely different ideas, at least in
the
object.
Even some of the atmosphere won't.
No, correct. There's no container. All right. So if it turns out that we're in a membrane, we've got problems. The cosmic egg. Rav Yosef Barami, at once we're on the topic of contrasting abstract dinim that seem similar to each other. Rav Yosef Barami had his own idea to utilize these halakhas and contrast them to themselves. And he points out that we've got a different approach to Shinui Kodesh than we do to Shinui Baalim. Because look, Miomer Rav, Chatas Sheshachet, the truth is it's Rava who says this later on, not Rav, and it's probably what it should say here. Not to be confused with Rav's Mimer about Mina and Lav Mina when it comes to Chulin and Kachim, but rather to a completely different halacha, which is what does the Torah mean when it talks about Shinui? What is a Shinui? Now we're going to get into this later. And over here the question of Shinui is not really the same question of members of sets. And that's why the Gemara is going to contrast the two and show you that it's really based on a different idea. But on the surface, you know, once we got into the set thing, we really got turned on by it. So we wanted to ask some questions, and we now need to clarify the differences between things. What Rava says later on is that a chatas that is shechted as another chatas. So let's say you could have a chatas chelev, a chatas dam, and so on. You've got 36 possible different chatos. I mean, if you include the 39 malachas of Shabbos, each one with different chatas, then you can add those too. But if you checked one type of chatas for a different type of chatas, it would still be kosher. But l'shem olah would be psula. Okay, now that should imply that something that is not the same is more likely to damage than something that is the same. Now, of course, this is again not necessarily an implication in terms of sets, because it could be the direct implication of the type of kal v'chomer that Rabbi Eliezer was talking about. In other words, something that is more unlike what you are, as long as it's still part of the set of korbanos, I mean, that's not a problem, is more likely to be makriv you, okay? So that's fine. So alma delav mina makriv ba demina lo makriv, but it's important for us to distinguish between Mina in terms of sets and Mina in terms of similarities. You know, so in other words, you can have people like yourself and other people who are not like yourself, but they're all people. And then you can have Min in terms of species, which gets a part of the set of human beings and so on. So, all right, so in terms of this, Lav Mina is Makrova, Demina Lo Makrova. The problem is that Rav says that a chatas, sheshachs al misha mechuyav chatat psula, al misha mechuyav ola kshera, alma de bar mina machriva, de lav mina lo machriva. If you shecht a chatas in terms of shinoi ba'alim, as opposed to shinoi kodesh, then if you shecht that chatas l'shem somebody else who was chayav a chatas, then you've changed the name of the owner of the chatas. But if you've changed the name of the owner of the chatas to somebody who wasn't even chayav of a chatas, he's bringing an ola, and you get confused. Oh, I thought that was so-and-so's ola. No, that doesn't make the slightest bit of difference, because he is not a bailam of a chatas to be mashana the shame too. So you see that something that is dissimilar, you haven't done anything, is not machriz. So isn't that a contradiction? Meshani, and he answered, no, it's not a contradiction. Because the idea of it is, how does the Torah define the Shinui? When we're talking about a chatas, all it says that the basis of our whole halacha, that you must not be Meshani, is simply the words, v'shachat ota lichatat. That's all it says. Shecht it as a chatas. Okay, so I did. What's the difference? It doesn't say what type of chatas. It's shecht as a chatas. I shecht it as a chatas. So, harei chatas, Hashem chatas nishkata. That's what I did. But where it says the din of not being mashane the shame of the bialim, over there it says v'chiper alav, in which we darshan, alav, the lo al kaveiro. It's got to be for the man himself, not for his counterpart. But a counterpart, remember that the word chaver comes from the word chibur. In other words, it's something that is similar. A counterpart, by definition, wherever it's used in the Torah, is always of the same type. So therefore, when it says v'lo al chaveiro, it always means chaveiro dum yadidei. It's got to be a counterpart similar to you in that it's mukhuyiv kapara kemoto. He has to be chayiv in the same type of kapara that you yourself are chayiv. And now we get to the cutest one of these, in which now we can talk about shinui bialim and contrast it to toch toho and get totally abstract and blow our minds and finish the doc with that. So Reb Chaviva, you don't want to escape now just when the going is getting hot. Wow. Reb Chaviva was Rami Shinui Bialim on Toch Toko. And here's how he answered it. Now he says, is it true that Rava said that a chata sheshachta al misha mechuyav chatat psula, al misha mechuyav ola kshira, which teaches us that mina is makriba, but the lav mina lo makriba, is what you seem to be saying. The problem is Toch Toko again. Vatanya Toko, below toch toko, to tell me afilu kli shetef matzil. Now here you're telling me that toch toko comes to tell me that even kli shetef is a completely different type of kli. And you just said something that's lav mina is not makrin, because I'm going to shecht over here on ben the din of shinui bialim on somebody who isn't mechuyav at all. So then why is it that we're not going to be machalik between Kli Shetef and Kelim Kamocha? This is Toko Velo Tok Toko, so that means that it can't be inside something which is similar to you. So how do you explain that? And he says, well, it's very simple. The Mishani, you analyze the psukim. Essentially, we have four drushes. The Torah says Toko twice. One in which something falls in the toko, and one in which something is the toko. In other words, one tells me if the tumah falls in, how does the tumah affect the kli? And the other tells me if something is inside of that kli, kol asher betocho yitma. So we have asher yipol toko, and then we have kol asher betocho. Okay? One is necessary for me to learn out the dinim of what's inside. There's two cases. Kol asher yipol litocho is tameh. Will be metame the kli. Tuma falling into the kli. The other one is anything that was in the kli at that time will be tameh. So that has to do with how the kli will be metame something else. Okay? Now, each one of those tochos could have been written toch. Kol asher yipol toch. Because we're talking about the kli. So whatever falls into that space. The stress on its space is a separate drasha. That gives us four separate usages of the word toch. One tells me, okay, so arba'a tocho ktive. Toch, tocho, toch, tocho. Essentially, we have two separate drushes on each one of these words, which gives us a total of four. Now, chabagufe, one is simply to tell me straight out this amazing halacha that it's possible to be metame from the avir of a glyferes. The other is chavag zera shava. The other is to tell me that something of tumah falling into the klicheres is similar to something that's in the klicheres, and that both of them will work in the same way that a sheretz can be metame the klicheres even though it never touches it, and it's only in the airspace. In the same way that something in the airspace will become tame even though it doesn't touch. Why is it more evident in the latter? Because the way that we know that it has to be a din without touching is because, as the Gemara puts it, HaTorah he'ida al klicheres afilu mele'a chardal. The point over here is mustard. That's really what teaches us everything. Now, anybody who really enjoys a good hot dog can appreciate this. So if you're talking about the Torah saying anything inside of that kli is tummy, okay? Imagine if that kli is filled with mustard. Now, of course, the only real mustard is mustard seeds. Now, how is a seed in the middle of this kli going to become tummy, since mustard is not liquid? And since if I would try to be metame one seed from the next, I'd get only as far as the second layer. Now, how did I get to the seed in the middle that it's going to be? It says, kol asher betocho yitma. Obviously, it's a spatial issue and not a touching issue. Now, there you have it. Now, there's no way to prove that from the other side, in which something falls in, because mustard seeds could never be metame the kli. It's only the sheretz that's going to be metame the kli. So how do I know that the sheretz doesn't have to land in the kli? That I know from the Gzeira Shava of the two toks. One talking about falling in and one talking about what was it. Okay. So that accounts for the second use of tok, alright? We have two left. One comes to tell me, Cha toko shel zeh velo toko shel acher. And one comes to tell me, only things that are inside of the kli teres. This will not work for other kalim. Now, as you might have thought, well, I mean, kli teres is the most difficult thing to be metame, because if you touch kli teres on the outside, it doesn't become tummy. And nonetheless, its airspace is metame. So kol shekena kli shetef, which if I touch the outside of the kli is metame, for sure the airspace should become tummy. Therefore, comes along the pasuk and says, no! Toko shozeh, only the toko of the kli teres, which was what it was talking about. But not toko shalacher. And then the last magical one comes to tell me, hours in, that toko velo toko, that it can't be inside of a separate space, which teaches me the afilu kli shetef matzil. Because obviously I don't need to tell me the din of kli teres that it's going to be matzil, you see. Because in terms of the din of kli teres, I know that from the first toko. It's not inside it. I mean, I've got a kli teres that's up there. Its space is not in this space. That's a given. But the problem is, how do I know that a kli shetef will not be makabel tumor from the airspace of a kli teres? Being as it's very easy to imagine that if this is a din in space, the space is completely tummy. Just like the space in a room is tummy if there's a mace in it. And which case there would be an actual negia of the tumor. Not the radiation from the kli teres, the tumor itself that's here at this time. If the sheretz is inside of that kli, should be the equivalent of a mace in a room. Now, if the kli shetef is brought inside of a room with a mace, is it tummy? Absolutely. And if it's got a plug on it, is it tummy? Of course it's tummy. It was a makabel tumor from its outside. How would it not become tummy? It was as if it was touched with tumor. Kli shetef. So if a kli shetef is in the tanur, why would it not become tummy? Aha, uh-huh. Says the Torah. Oh no, wait a minute. Afilu kli shetef is matzil, which implies that the kli shetef is not makabel tumah from its outside, because how could it be matzil if it would be makabel tumah from its outside in this case? Why? Because it wasn't touched by an avatuma. It was only radiated to by the kli in which it's in, and that kli can only radiate from a rishon tumah. Ha! And that proves everything, essentially. It's marvelous. It's lovely. It's wonderful. Not that.
It
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because its top isn't inside. No, if the opening was also inside, there would be a space mixture. The kli shetef still wouldn't become tummy, but the food inside the kli shetef would become tummy. Doesn't matter.
Because it
requires an avatuma to be matame. So by the very virtue of the fact that it doesn't become tummy, we now know that the way to consider the space of the kli teres is not that it's mole tuma. Because then how would you explain that the kli shetef is an itzah? The Torah is not coming to tell me trivial items over here. That what? That a kli shetef is a different space? Why wouldn't it be a different space? That if there's no sheretz in there, that it's not going to become tummy? Of course it's not going to become tummy. How could it? It's not going to be a makabel tumah from less than an avatuma, just like any other kli. So the only non-trivial piece of information that this additional toko is adding is what? that a kli shetep can't be makabel tuma even if there is a sheretz inside of the kli sheretz, because the sheretz does not touch the kli shetep just because it's in the space, the way a mace would be touching anything in the space of an oil. So it redefines the nature of the space of a kli sheretz. Oh, I love it. Oh, it's one of my most wonderful, delicious drushes in all of Shas, this Tov-Tov-Tov business. So much density of information built on one vav. I'll do it as many times as you like. It's so wonderful. But first, we'll let other people escape.